This is Jim Inkster, Matt Doyle producing. Thank you for listening to Talk Louisiana. Please be safe. And in this area, we should be, in the greater Baton Rouge area, we should be relatively free from terrible harm from Hurricane Laura, but that's not the case 150 miles away. In Lake Charles, it's going to be a killer storm, and it looks like it will be a stage 4 hurricane, which means winds in excess of 125 miles per hour. So look out, and we'll be, of course, surveying what happens tomorrow morning on this show, and much will happen in the course of the next 24 hours. Ted James is with us, the state representative who is the favorite to be the Democratic Party chair. He has the backing of the governor of Louisiana. Also now the backing, I understand, of James Carville to become chair of the party, succeeding Karen Carter Peterson. And the reason he's with us is that he called me yesterday after remarks were made about him regarding his stance in the race between Tiffany Foxworth, now Judge Foxworth, and Judge Yvette Alexander. Now, Judge Foxworth is on her first day in court today. I think it's actually been called off, but she yesterday on this show noted that you were not a supporter of hers and took umbrage at some of the so-called attacks on her in this race. And Ted, I know you wanted to respond. What's your take on this feud, if there is one, between you and Judge Foxworth, who you beat for your state representative seat several years ago? What's going on?
Yeah, there's no feud, Jim. And I'll tell you that I've told everyone that, and even in the race that Tiffany and I had, well, Judge Foxworth and I had, she was a hard worker. And I tell people all the time, she would campaign harder than almost anybody I know outside of myself. You know, and even in that race, she waited till the end to get nasty and attack my family. And Tiffany knows where I stand with her. And, you know, in this race, I think it's important for people in the community to know that, you know, you can't be Malcolm X in the black community and then Ben Carson in the white community. And in this race, there were several issues of Tiffany not standing with protesters calling for justice after the killing of George Floyd, but she's still with protesters urging the governor to reopen the community and reopen and return us to phase two before the cases went down. I felt that, for me, I'm duty bound to educate the folks, especially that I represent, that you can't, you know, try to change your stripes. And everyone knows that even when Tiffany announced that she was going to run against me, she was a Republican. But by the time she qualified, she was a Democrat. And, you know, while she can have some conservative leaning principles, I think it's important for the community that I represent to know that, you know, for Tiffany to not stand with protesters, but stand with Tony Spell and Woodie Jenkins, I think I'm duty bound to educate folks where she stands on issues so that folks can make informed decisions.
Well, it sounds like you will be supporting Judge Alexander. There is a rematch in 69 days for the full term, and I don't think there's any mystery about who you're supporting.
Oh, yeah, I'm supporting Judge Alexander with her years of experience, and, you know, and now that, you know, Judge Foxworth, she gets an opportunity to sit on the bench, she can always say that she was duly elected as a judge in this community. You know, I'm going to be working hard to make sure that her tenure ends on the 31st of December. But, you know, she won. And, you know, one of the other issues that happened on Election Day, when we have so many people that pass out ballots in the black community, and a lot of folks that I represent rely on those ballots. And when you have a ballot that has the Democratic ticket on it, and you did not receive the endorsement of the Parish Democratic Party. Judge Alexander was endorsed by Democrats. And on Election Day, you have a ballot with Joe Biden on one side and Tiffany, and then Barack Obama on the opposite side. You know, that's misleading. And I'm duty bound to educate folks in the community about those issues. And again, you know, Judge Foxworth is a great campaigner. She works hard. And, you know, I think that, you know, if I'm in her stead, I'm focusing on just being a great campaigner. I'm not going to try to, you know, mislead votes and let folks think that I've received the endorsement of the Democratic Party when I didn't. And folks should know and understand, especially in my community, you know, everybody knows where Woody Jenkins stands on issues regarding, you know, the coronavirus and its effect on the African-American community. And for me, it's particularly troubling, you know, with Tiffany being a nurse, that, you know, she's, you know, running behind Tony Spell, who pays black people to
right.
come
well,
to his church.
And she obviously is out, trying you know, to build a coalition, Ted, and she won by the scantest of margins, 27 votes. Before we go, a listener notes Ronald Reagan's old axiom when he was president that the 11th commandment for the Republican Party was never to speak ill of a fellow Republican. Here you're about to become, it seems, the chair of the Democratic Party, and you're speaking ill of a fellow Democrat.
No. I'm speaking facts, and I'm going to educate, you know, people, especially as a leader in the party. If I become chair or not, I'm always going to educate Democrats on the real issues facing our party. And if we have some folks that, you know, are running as Democrats in the black community, but cozying up to Woody Jenkins and Tony Spell as a good Democrat,
right.
I'm duty bound
right.
to, you know, educate folks on that.
And some of us remember when Woody was a Democrat. I don't think he ever won a race as a Republican, but he won lots of them as a Democrat representing a House seat that has a lot of African Americans. So, as you know, it's all about building coalitions, and you beat Tiffany Foxworth for the state House seat. And she has noted that you've never been friends, and that's apparent. And you're saying you're just telling the truth, and certainly we will give her every opportunity if she wishes to come back on this show, hopefully with Judge Alexander. They had a nice exchange the day before the election, Ted, and two strong candidates, no doubt about it. Should be an interesting race.
Very strong candidate, very strong candidate. And, you know, Tiffany is, you know, one hell of a lawyer, and, you know, if all goes well, she returned back to the practice of the law in 2021.
As a former judge, then, and I know that's what
that's
you're
right.
hoping. Well, Ted, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. Thank you.